Welcome to the Crypto Gamer Podcast, your source for finding fun and profits in crypto games. I'm your slightly knowledgeable host, Nate. I am not a financial advisor, just a gamer speculating. And this episode, we are going to be talking about the game Ember Sword. This is a free-to-play MMORPG taking place in a player-driven dystopian fantasy universe with a classless and fast-paced combat system. This game is not out yet, but it is scheduled for release quarter one of 2022. That's when they say the alpha is going to be out, so we look forward to that. In Ember Sword, you will be able to create a character, pick a home nation, and venture into the mysterious world with your weapon of choice to prove your worth in this action-packed game. Now, this game is not just combat-focused. You can also explore the world as a peaceful forager of goods and make a name for yourself as a talented refiner and craftsman. So it sounds like there's going to be a ton of different things that you can do in this game. This team has been working on Ember Sword since 2018, so it sounds like they're going for something very polished. And let's get into the main token that they're going to be using. Their main token will be called Ember, which will be an ERC-20 token, and Ember will be used to acquire lands and collectibles of all different kinds. You will also be able to purchase optional subscriptions, and also limited time consumables such as name change scrolls. They say that you will be able to buy Ember tokens from them, but of course the token isn't out yet, so wait for announcements on that. This game is going to be running on Immutable X, which is really exciting because this is a great platform. Originally, Ember Sword was going to run on Polygon, but with the rise of Immutable and zero gas fees that it offers, it's super exciting that they're making this switch. If you want to know more about Immutable X, please be sure to check out my episode on them because there's a lot of great information there. Now, before we get more into Ember Sword, I want to talk a little bit about our sponsor for this episode, The Crypto Prophecies. The world's cutest price prediction game is here. Have you got what it takes to conquer the fabled battle arena and claim your place as the greatest crypto prophet of all time? Summon your cute NFT prophet, place your zero-sum token wager, and go head-to-head with other players in this epic real-time price prediction game. What will your prophecy be? Head over to thecryptoprophecies.com and join the battle today. This is a game that I've been playing since its release and have been having a lot of fun with, so you can click on the link in our show notes and support our sponsor. Now back to Ember Sword and how we play this game and earn crypto. So Ember Sword will first release on PC, and it will be accessible both on Mac and Windows directly in your browser, or as a standalone client. After launch, they actually have plans to put it on mobile and have it be cross-play, and by cross-play, they mean not only can you play mobile with computers, but also your account will be able to move back and forth. You won't need multiple accounts, which is really nice. The developers of this game describe themselves as the ultimate sandbox MMORPG. In Ember Sword, what you do and where you do it is entirely up to you. Being mechanically strong and knowledgeable will net you many victories on the moon of Thanabis. Like any MMO, meaningful endgame content is super important, and Ember Sword is built around the philosophy of gameplay first, and it will feature a lot of challenging endgame PvE material, hardcore PvP, a living economy, and a ton more. So they're really going for something really big here. They also plan on having an immersive storyline where you'll face tough challenges, meet ruthless characters, and make new friends once you set foot inside this world. One of the big ways you're going to progress in this game is through the use of professions and skills. Now, skills will be sort of the main progression aspect, as they will range from level 0 to 100. So as you use your skills more often, you will level them up more. Each weapon type has its own associated skill, and so do other of the RPG elements like crafting. Improving your skills allows you to craft better gear, equip better weapons, and collect better resources. Currently, there are 16 different skills that are being added to Ember Sword, which sounds like a whole bunch. These include mining, lumberjacking, fishing, skinning, harvesting, smelting, tanning, weaving, woodworking, armor smithing, weapon smithing, jewelry smithing, cooking, melee, ranged, and energy, with tons more as the game progresses. So a crazy amount of skills here that cover tons of different things. You noticed how the attack type of stuff was a very limited amount of things there. A lot of these have to do with making goods, which is kind of interesting. Now, with many of these MMOs that have been coming out, buying NFTs has been super important for progression, or so they make it seem. And what's nice about Ember Sword is that they are specifically saying they don't want to be pay to win. They say, "We hate pay to win and will keep Ember Sword skill-based and competitive by not implementing any pay to win mechanics. We are planning on monetizing Ember Sword through optional subscriptions, which unlock non-pay to win convenience features, such as bank slots, exclusive titles, and collectibles. Additionally, they are going to be earning a small fee on Ember token transactions of land plots and collectibles on the Ember Sword marketplace." So they're finding ways to make money in different ways besides selling NFTs for crazy amounts of money, as we have been seeing recently. Now, like I said before, there are going to be no classes in Ember Sword, which is actually a little unusual for an RPG. In this game, you will never be bound to a single weapon type or playstyle. They want you to be able to switch through as many different aspects of the game as possible. So if you want to use a crossbow for a while, go for it. If you want to switch back to your sword and shield for some melee combat, you can do that too and you won't suffer for it. However, the more you use each weapon type, the more you will level it up and unlock more abilities for that weapon type. There are going to be three different weapons planned as of now: melee, ranged, and energy. Within each type, there's going to be a variety of different weapons like one-handed swords, two-handed swords, and similar type of things for range and energy attacks. It's going to be really interesting to see how much leveling up an item really affects its use in game, if a 50-level weapon is going to be crazy more powerful than a 20-level weapon. So we're just going to have to wait and see for when the game comes out and see how long it actually takes to level up these objects. For all we know, it could take months or even years to level up a two-handed sword from 0 to 100. So a lot of interesting things coming up. Along with weapons, there's also gear that you can grab, including heavy, medium, and light armor. You'll be able to mix and match these different sets to fit your preferred playstyle. Each armor type will provide a bonus appropriate to that particular type. Now, how are we going to be able to get this gear and different weapons? Well, as you play, loot will drop from enemies and through completing certain tasks. All loot that is dropped in Ember Sword is going to have some sort of utility in the game. There's no filler items just for the sake of giving players more loot. Loot will drop to the ground and then can be picked up by players. When playing alone, you will have a period of time to pick up the loot before anyone else can. And if you're playing in a party, there will be party settings that can dictate who will actually get the loot. Now, with some of those mechanics out of the way, let's get into a little bit of this world that they're building, because they have a ton of stuff that they're coming out with here. There's going to be PvE and PvP in Ember Sword, and the entire world currently has four different nations with large cities right in the middle. Each of these cities is going to have three types of zones surrounding it: Kingship, Wilderness, and Outlaw. Now, Outlaw are these free-for-all PvP and PvE areas where you travel to collect the rarest resources, slay high-level monsters, or fight other players. So while you're trying to defeat some type of boss in this area, another team might come along and kill you. This kind of reminds me a lot of the game Division, where there's areas where you can fight these high-level bosses. Meanwhile, you're worried about other people trying to snipe you from afar. It's a really fun mechanic, really intense, and especially since they say dying in an outlaw zone means that you lose most of your gear, it means that there's going to be a ton of different strategy going on in these areas. Now, that's just one of the three zones. The other two zones, Wilderness and Kingship zones, this is where you're going to gear up to help your friends defeat mighty open world PvE bosses. So strictly PvE. You can also venture into these dangerous worlds alone to defeat thousands of monsters and beasts with your trusted weapons and abilities. Now, if you prefer PvE over PvP, I know I certainly do, I'm a lot better PvE player than I am a PvP player, you're going to be able to acquire even some of the best weapons and items through resource collecting and crafting. So they really give you a lot of different ways that you can play. Now, as far as the different ways you're going to be able to earn in this game, this hasn't been completely fleshed out, as we don't know a lot of the NFT abilities. But as far as we know right now, there's going to be two main ways to earn. Landowners are going to get a percentage of the marketplace sales, which is sort of a passive earning mechanic. Lands have already gone on sale for one of these areas, and they sold out super fast. The cheapest ones were going for $40, while the most expensive ones went for $80,000. So a crazy amount of disparity there. Definitely make sure you stay tuned to their Discord and their Twitter to figure out when the rest of these lands go up for sale, because they sell out super fast, as has been the case for a lot of these gaming NFTs recently. The other way you're going to be able to earn is going to be sort of the more popular way, I think, which is selling NFTs that drop. So as you're playing, if you defeat a boss and he drops a great weapon or piece of armor, you can sell that on their marketplace for some crypto. This seems to be one of the main ways that not just this game, but RPGs in general are trying to make use of the blockchain space. With that, let's get into my final verdict. Embersword is really building in hype, and I can see why. They are going for a really ambitious game, and I've said before that I feel like MMO games are where the blockchain model can really shine. I really like the way the early visuals look, and the battle mechanics seem relatively easy to figure out, especially if you're not a natural MMO fan. There are still a ton of unknowns in this game, especially with it not coming to alpha until Q1 of 2022. But the hype is real for this game. The land sale sold out super quickly, so there is clearly a lot of people looking forward to this game. For now, we will just have to wait and see if this game delivers. Check out their Discord for updates, and I'll leave some links in the show notes. Alright, that's all for today. Thanks for listening, and if you enjoyed what you heard, please subscribe and throw a review my way. You can follow me on Twitter and on Instagram for when future episodes come out. Details will be in the show notes. Also, feel free to message me on what you're playing and what you want to hear in the future. Thanks, and happy NFT hunting!